Sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
You're listening to That's a Freebie, the only podcast that mixes all the latest news from my little world with interesting stories from the rest of the world. I'm your host, Diggy, and as usual, I'm going to open up with an Ask a Freebie question. This is where I answer questions from all of you. This week's question is a nice, straightforward question from a listener called Todd. And Todd says, how do you feel about barbecue? Now, I assume by barbecue, you mean the having a barbecue in the back garden. I don't know if you're from the US, the UK, or Australia. Apparently, I have a listener in Australia now. I personally love barbecue. I like attending barbecues, but I also like being the cook at a barbecue as well. The reason is you get to eat all the food as soon as it comes off because someone's got to test it, right? I love sausages. I love burgers. I love chicken. I love all the things that come off a barbecue. We've even in the past before now made popcorn on the barbecue. It wasn't that good, but we tried. I'm sure we can try again in the future and make it better. I love barbecue. My favorite at a barbecue as well, just incidentally, is always a burger. If we do one at home, I generally will get the burgers for the kids and the sausages for the kids. And then I'll also buy like the premium ones for me. for me and other people, obviously, but basically for me. Because the kids don't care. They will happily have the cheapest burgers in the world. Whereas I like a nice, thick burger. Just thought as well, lamb burgers on a barbecue, they're really nice. This is making me hungry, getting ready for summer. If you would like to ask a question to open up the show, just head to the show notes or thatsafreebie.com. You'll be able to find a link to the new multi-purpose feedback form that not only allows you to submit and ask a freebie question, but it also allows you to submit suggestions for podtails and give general feedback as well. This week has been a pretty slow week, really. There's pretty much nothing happened since the last time we spoke. Some of the reason for that is I'm recording much earlier than I usually would record. The reason I'm doing that is I'm trying to get a little bit ahead for the summer holidays. So I'm sure in maybe 2 or 3 weeks' time, I'll have summer holiday stories for you. So there'll be a bit more interesting stuff in my week. This week, the big thing that happened was that I managed, in fact, when I recorded the last episode, earlier on in the week when I recorded the last episode, I hadn't realized that I'd left my phone in the car attached to the MagSafe like holder that I have in the car, fully on display to everybody with all the windows down and the car unlocked, because I'd never bothered locking it because the windows were down anyway, so what difference did it make? It was there all day, so from about 9 o'clock when I got home from dropping the kids off until I left to pick the kids up at 3 o'clock. And it was fine. It was safe. It was all good. I hadn't had a need to pick it up at all that day. There was a point where I was like, where is my phone? I'm not too sure. And then when I left to pick the kids up, I was pressing the thing on my Apple Watch to make my phone go bing, 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 bing. And I couldn't find it anywhere. I couldn't hear it. So I did get a bit panicky, but I got to the point where I was like, I've no choice. I need to go and get the kids. I'd even used to find my phone, which was like, yeah, it's here at your house. I couldn't find it. And I did not have the time to continue looking. So I was like, well, it says it's near the house. It's fine. It can't be that far. It's probably fallen in the sofa or something stupid like that. It's never happened to me that, but I just assumed something like that had happened. Anyway, when I got in the car, sat down, started the car, unlocked my phone, pressed play on my podcast, and then I started driving down the road. And then halfway down the road, I was like, oh, that's where my phone is. I hadn't even considered it. I just started playing the podcast. If your phone's missing, maybe check outside in your car. What else happened this week? Nothing, but I do have a question about children, right? What is it with kids wanting to use a spoon to drink a drink? I don't get it, but both of my kids have gone through it. So my daughter went through it a while ago. She sort of stopped doing it now, but my son started doing it. He fills a glass up with whatever drink he's having, water, juice, whatever it is. And then he gets a spoon and he sits there pouring the drink onto the spoon and then putting the spoon in his mouth. And it takes him forever. And I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. If anybody there understands the psychology of why that's a thing, let me know, because I've genuinely no clue. This week, I am telling food on a stick to buzz off. Yeah, that's right. Any food that comes on a stick. Now, I'm not saying I won't eat it, but it really, really irks me out. Like, just thinking about it now is making me gip. I'm like, what? It's gross, right? So we're talking lollipops, ice lollies. I suppose they're the same thing, really, aren't they? Where you can get kebabs on a stick, the little chicken satay things that you can get from Asda. They have a little stick in them. Oh, just the thought of the stick touching my teeth. Ugh, knocks me sick. That is why food on a stick can buzz off. And if you like that, there's something wrong with you. So this week for Podtails, I have a topic that was sent in, or sort of sent in, by friend of the show, Tobias. Now, for those that don't know, Tobias is actually the boy. He's my son. And I've always said I wouldn't say the names on the show, but I say them so often by accident. You've no idea how many times I've had to edit their names out. And there might even be times where I've not even realized I've done it. So I might as well just come clean now, because it will make it so much easier. The boy is called Tobias, or we call him Tobes, Toby, and the girl is called Serafina, and her nickname, but we call her mostly, is Fina or Fee. So you'll know who I'm talking about from now on if I say those things. I'll probably still say the boy and the girl, and never again mention the names, because, well, now that I've said it, I'll remember every single time to say it, the cloak and dagger way, if you will. So Toby said to me the other day when we were driving home from school, who was the first person to ever snap their fingers? And if you don't know what I don't mean, like physically snapping them, I mean this sound. I would call it clicking fingers, but it turns out it is actually known as finger snapping. And I said, well, it's probably something that isn't known. I mean, I imagine somebody's done it, somebody else has seen it done, and then so on and so forth, and it's just eventually become a thing. But I looked it up. He does ask me lots of random questions like that, like who was the first to do this? Who was the first to do that? He always likes to know that kind of stuff. So I looked it up, and the answer was quite interesting, actually. So I made an entire Podtails segment about it. So let's start with what is finger snapping, just in case you don't know. It's that really satisfying sound when you snap your fingers. Finger snapping, or clicking, is a simple yet intriguing action where you create a snapping sound using your fingers. It's all about building tension between your thumb and another finger, and then letting the other finger smack into your palm at high speed. A Georgia Tech study in 2021 actually found that a snap happens in just 7 milliseconds. That's way faster than the blink of an eye, which takes 150 milliseconds. So it's no slouch, but finger snapping is apparently quicker. And as I read that, I sat there for about 2 or 3 minutes, snapping my fingers and blinking my eyes, and trying to see if I could see a tangible difference between it. And I really can't. Anyway, back to the original question. Where does it all come from? It all started in ancient Greece, where snapping fingers wasn't just a casual gesture. It was a rhythmic tool for musicians and dancers. They had fancy words for it too, like, I'm going to probably get these words very wrong, but I'm going to try my best, apolechio, apocritema, and epitasma. That wasn't actually that bad. Greeks today still keep the snapping tradition alive. And did you know, finger snapping is often used instead of clapping, especially when you don't want to be too disruptive. Think speeches or announcements. It's also a staple in poetry slams, where audiences to show love and agreement with the poet's words. Even some conferences have embraced the snap. And all I could think about was the scene in Legally Blonde where they go, snaps! There are even notable uses and pop culture references for snapping your fingers. Remember the 2005 Make Poverty History campaign? Celebrities like Bono and Bob Geldof snapped their fingers in grayscale ads to highlight a child dying from poverty every 3 seconds in Africa. Will Smith even got audiences across multiple cities snapping in sync at the Philadelphia Live 8 concert. In pop culture, snapping is the ultimate sassy gesture. It's that, you know, oh no, you didn't move that accomplished by hip swivels and head turns. And yes, I did just do a hip swivel. This diva-esque snap is a trademark in the LGBTQ community, especially among Black American gay men and women. It originated in the 1980s and 90s from Black American gay male subcultures. The Marvel Cinematic Universe made snapping infamous with Thanos in Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame. One snap that caused a blip and another to reverse it. And who could forget Colonel Ray Mustang from Full Metal Alchemist, who activates his alchemy with a snap. So what about finger snapping in music then? Because I'm sure I've heard that. Snapping isn't just for gestures, it's a musical tool too, just like its origin. It's used as body percussion in many cultures and appears in various music genres. Think Angelo Badalamenti's soundtracks for Twin Peaks and Lost Highway, or the iconic Addams Family theme song. Snap music or hip-hop subgenres even emerged in the early 2000s in the southern United States. And then there's the Persian snap. The Persian snap is also known as the Beshkan. It's a traditional Iranian snap that uses both hands and is louder than your average snap. And here's how to do it if you're right-handed. Now, I'm going to describe this to you, but I am also going to leave a link to a video in the show notes. So you can, number one, see what it's like, and two, try and practice it yourself. I've been practicing this for the last few days, and I can just about do it. It's quite difficult, but I can just about do it. But I am yet to have it louder than just a regular finger snap. So I'm going to try it again now. So you place your hands together and you rotate until the three right hand fingers are at the junction of the left hand and fingers. This is actually the official guidance on how to do it. So I did find a video that explains it a little bit better. But yeah, so with the left hand fingers, you rest the right middle finger securely on the left hand, and using the tension from the left thumb, you snap the right index finger into the gap between the junction of the right and the middle finger. And there you have it, a cultural, historical, and musical journey through the world of finger snapping. Next time you snap your fingers, remember you're participating in a rich tradition that spans the globe and even the cosmos. Thanks for that, Thanos. Happy snapping. And I'm going to try now. Are you ready? That was the Persian snap by me. If it came out, I'm not too sure if it picked it up. I heard it in my headphones. We'll see. Interesting note, I can also snap with every finger on my hand at the same time. Well, not the same time, one after the other. I'm going to try and do it now. Probably not going to be able to do it now because I'm saying it into a microphone and sending it out to the world. But let's give it a try. Are you ready? Might be hard to hear, but I was snapping with all four fingers one after the other then. And that is what made Toby ask this question. He's been practicing for about 6 to 7 months to snap. And now he's working on snapping multiple fingers. And he's doing really, really well. I've never seen him put so much effort to something in all his life. And that is finger snapping. If you want even more That's a Freebie, then you should join That's a Freebie Plus. All you need to do is head to the show notes or, again, thatsafreebie.com, and you can click the link where you can join for just £4 a month, and you get access to the Uncut feed. Now, this is the same feed that you already listen to, but with an extra bit at the end and no cuts, no edits whatsoever. The extra bit at the end is the That's a Freebie Plus topic, and that's every single week I add a topic. This week, I'm actually going to be asking a question that was sent to me by multiple listeners, and it's about how do I make the Podtails sections of the podcast. So if you want to know how I put all that together, all you need to do is subscribe to That's a Freebie Plus. You will also get access to the exclusive members Discord, and any specials that I make, you will always get access to first, just like the main feed. You get access to that as soon as I finish recording it, so that you can listen to the show before anybody else. And if you don't want to, or you can't, join That's a Freebie Plus, because I get it. There are lots of podcasts out there asking for your money, and you've got to be selective on who you give them to. I have a limit of 5. So if I want to give money to a 6th podcast, I have to dump one. And I do it fairly regular. I tend to go through phases where I'll subscribe to like a set of 5, and then I'll switch that set around and subscribe to a different set of 5 so I can support as many creators that I can, because that's feasibly how many I can support. But at the same time, I get access to the content. So I tend to do like a 6-month cycle. I actually have a reminder set every 6 months to review my podcast subscriptions. And I'll go in and if there's some that maybe I'm not getting the benefit from, I'll go and make a change. And it works quite well for me. Obviously, whatever works for you is the best. I would love it if you could subscribe consistently. But honestly, it's your money. You do what you want with it. If you want to support me, that is also beautiful. Thank you very much. Let's move on. This week's pick of the week is another podcast, because if you recall, I'm going through all of my podcasts in alphabetical order and telling you what they are. And this week is a wonderful podcast that I've listened to for years now. Probably one of my very first like mainstay podcasts that I subscribe to, and it is Clockwise. Clockwise is another tech podcast, and what they do, they have basically 4 people each week. 2 of them are the hosts, 2 of them are guests, and they have 30 minutes, and each one of them asks a tech-related question. Although, I've got to admit, they're not always tech-related, but it is considered a tech podcast. So their sort of tagline is 4 tech topics over 30 minutes. So one of them asks a question, and then each one goes around and answers the question, and then they move on to the next person. They ask a question, each one goes around and asks a question, and repeat that 4 times. It's really, really good. The permanent hosts of it are Dan Moran and Micah Sargent, both really, really good podcasters, both interesting people, and they have 2 guests each week. And the guests are pulled from a pool of fairly frequent regulars, but you do from time to time get somebody new on. I've actually discovered new podcasts through listening to Clockwise, because I'll hear somebody on there who I've found funny, or I've just enjoyed listening to them participate in the conversation. So I've got to look that person up, and then discovered that they have their own podcast. I've listened to that podcast, and so on and so forth. It sort of just completely snowballs from there. So yeah, this week's pick of the week is Clockwise. I will leave a link in the show notes so you can go listen. And if you'll recall, last week I asked the question, what do you do if you realize you need to turn around in the street? Now, what I meant by that, which I think is fairly straightforward, is you're walking down the street, you realize you're going the wrong way for whatever reason, or you forgot something. What do you do? Are you the kind of person that just stops dead, turns around and walks back? Or do you, like me, make a big show and dance out of it and go, oh no, I forgot something. And you just sort of wave your arms around like you're so frustrated and flustered, and then turn around and walk back? Or do you do the thing where you cross the street around the other side and then you walk back that way? I sort of do a mixture of all 3. I do from time to time just stop dead, turn around and walk, which is unbelievably annoying for all the people behind you. So, you know, maybe don't do that one, or at least have a quick check over your shoulder first to make sure it's okay to do so. But more often than not, I do the thing where I look at my watch and go, oh no, and then turn around and walk back, as if somehow the time is telling me that I need to turn around. Like, my watch is telling me nothing. And I can't think of a situation where it would. So yeah, that's what I do. Let me know what you do. You can use the multi-purpose feedback form. I didn't mention earlier, actually, I keep forgetting to say this every week, but you can use the multifunction feedback form to send in suggestions for Podtails topics as well. If there is something that you would like me to talk about, or me to research and talk about, feel free to send a suggestion in and I will take a look at it. I have actually had a suggestion. Somebody asked me to look into sleep paralysis, which is a really interesting topic because, well, for me it is, because I've had sleep paralysis a number of times. So that's led to the upcoming weeks. We're going to have, are you ready for this? We're going to have the summer of sleep. Yep. That's where I'm going to start looking at a couple of sleep-related topics. One of them is sleep paralysis. I'm not going to tell you what the other one is. The other one is scheduled for next week's episode, I believe, if memory serves me right. I can't remember now. It's either next week or the week after, because I have a lot of Podtales episodes written, or segments written, not episodes. And so, but if you want to hear more on that, continue listening after the end tune, and you'll be able to hear how I put these things together in That's a Freebie Plus. But for now, I have been Diggy. I am available, sorry, on pretty much all social media as Hey It's Diggy, or the show is available on pretty much all social media as That's a Freebie or That's a Freebie Podcast. I'm pretty sure by this point, if you search That's a Freebie on any social media, you will find us no matter what the handle is. And until next time, see ya.